If you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio.
This is a bit of a different episode than you're used to on the podcast. As many of you know, in addition to releasing new interviews each week, I also have a Patreon page. And basically, that exists as a way for people who want to support the show, throw me a buck a month, or whatever they want to donate, and they get to help out the podcast, keep the lights on, keep things afloat, and they also get access to a bunch of bonus content. The type of bonus content they post there changes now and then, but one of the things I like to do for a number of years was to ask an extra question in most interviews, and questions that didn't make it into the main podcast. Last year, for example, I was asking artists to remember their first time seeing a local band. In 2023, I asked a lot of people what their favorite local show of all time was. And when I started doing these extra questions around 2022, I was asking artists for recommendations of Manitoba-related albums that really meant a lot to them, their favorite records that were put out by local artists or artists with a local connection. And I got some great answers. Some of them were longer, some of them were shorter, but everyone sort of has an opinion on a piece of music that inspired them that came from this part of the world. So what I'm doing for this episode is showcasing some of those bonus questions. You're gonna get a series of quick, not sound bites, but quick opinions basically, from a lot of the artists who've been on the show. Now keep in mind there are hundreds of these. There's so much bonus content at patreon.com/witchpolice that I'm in no way giving away all of the paid content for free. This is just a look into some of the type of extra stuff you can get when you support the show. So I thought it would be fun to put together an episode with some of those opinions, similar to the one I did in summer of 2024. And there's a lot here. This is just sort of some of the highlights, I guess, of people's opinions from a few years ago on the show. So again, if you want more of this kind of stuff, if you like this, you want to hear more, you want more access to bonus questions, to bonus opinions and views and things like that from the guests who are on the show, patreon.com/witchpolice, and you get everything you need. You get advanced views of every episode in raw video form before they come out as podcasts. You get bonus content every once in a while. I dig something out of my ridiculous archives on hard disks of local band recordings going back, 20 plus years. You get episodes that didn't get released, bonus episodes, all kinds of fun stuff. So again, that's at patreon.com/witchpolice. And this is just a fun introduction to those of you who aren't on the Patreon of some of the stuff that's there. And stay tuned for a regular show as the next scheduled episode. Pink Snot.
So my favorite album by a local artist would have to be Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes by Propagandhi. The reason why would be it definitely was a big shift for the band. For the better, in my opinion. The soloing and just everything in that album, Todd on the bass there, and nothing against Sean Kay, he was amazing too, but it's just an amazing album. That when it came out, I was like 16 years old, saw the band play at the U of M with Male Faction and 60 Stories, and they played pretty much like almost everything off that album. And that album, I don't know. It hits different for sure.
Jay Wood.
I'm going to recommend Anthony OKS. That is one of the hardest working men I've ever seen in my whole life. He's been, if we're talking about people grinding, he's been consistently going hard for Lord knows how long. His music is great. His soul is great. He's just a lovely human being, and his music is so soul touching. I really loved In the Garden. Lucky enough to be able to play that release show. Yes, I would recommend In the Garden by Anthony OKS.
Desiree Dorian.
I have three people that I think you should check out, listen to their music. They are up and coming artists in Manitoba, and they're super cool. Number one, Jade Turner. She's an Indigenous Cree artist from Treaty 5. Phenomenal songwriter and vocalist. Check her out. Number two, Emma Peterson. She's a young, incredibly talented artist from Winnipegoses, Manitoba, which is like half an hour north of Dauphin, just a tiny little hamlet. Incredible vocalist and songwriter. Just released a record called For the Record. Check her out now. And then lastly, Nelson Little, also from the village of Winnipegoses. Raspy voice, crazy good songwriter. Tune into what he's got going on as well. He just released a new single called High Road.
Pipskid.
Local music. What comes to mind is the Gruff and Yai record that produced by Rob Crooks is fantastic. And they have a release party coming up in July at Beer Can for that. I'm excited about the new Turn the Gun with Gumshoe Strut and Yai. Also another Yai record. Someone to look out for is the OB, Asani. He's working on an EP right now. And the stuff that, he has a million songs he hasn't released that I've been able to hear that are all really fantastic. Cade Jones is a really good rapper from Winnipeg here, who's been steady putting stuff out. And Leonard Sumner, I really like his stuff. Recommend checking it out. What is that band? This is an old band, but what is that? Do you remember the name of the band with, it was like Meth and Jesse who moved away. It sounded like codeine. It was super, super fucking slow.
I know, but that sounds cool.
It's bothering me that I can't remember. I was texting with Meth today, and then I was thinking about shit how I wanted to listen to that old record of theirs. I think Cole was in the band as well, and what were they called? The Sleep. I want to say the Sleepwalkers, but that's not it. Anyway, it totally sounded like a codeine record.
Cool.
Or like early, like Red House Painters, but like screwed and shot, like slowed down even slower. Listen to that record that I don't know the name.
Todd Hughes.
Great young musician who's been playing with Funky Miracles, playing the keys, Kieran Plakatka. And he has got his own music out now that he started to put out. And he's out on Spotify mainly, it seems like, and he's under... It's Francis Ray is what he calls it, R-A-E. He was playing at the Folk Festival with a number of different people, and he's just a wonderful young guy, a terrific musician, and now he's doing his own music and writing his own music, and I think I think he's got a real great future, and I think as Winnipeggers, kind of want yourself to have a listen and hear what Kieran's up to.
Jerry Sarita.
Hey, if I was to recommend one Manitoba artist that... I think people should really check out. There's a funny story behind this one too. There's a country artist here in Manitoba that I grew up with, and he's actually one of the sole reasons I decided to pick up a guitar and start songwriting, because when we were younger in high school, he used to pull out his guitar, and the moment his guitar would come out, everybody would flock to go listen to him and see him play. And I remember thinking to myself back in high school, I was like, I want to be like that. I want to have that ability to connect with people in a different way. So it was many, many years later, we ran into each other and found that we were both doing the same thing, both recording artists. And we've been supportive of each other's career the whole time since we started. His name is Nelson Little. He now lives in Portage la Prairie, Manitoba, and he's originally from up near my area, which was just north of Dauphin. We both grew up in kind of the Ethelbert, Winnipegosis area. And I think you should check out his music. He's an amazing entertainer, great singer-songwriter, and there hasn't been a single person yet that I've said, listen to this guy, and they have not enjoyed it. I think of him as a kind of a fusion between like a Steve Earle meets Jimmy Rankin, just meets country music. And I think you'll enjoy him. My recommendation would be High Road, Nelson Little.
Freddy and the Fire Nation.
So my Manitoba artist that I think needs a lot of attention right now is an artist named Francis Ray. And he's got 3 songs on Spotify so far. I believe he's following up with a number more. And his real name's Kieran Placeka. He plays in Winnipeg here a lot. And he's just the funkiest keyboard player I've ever seen. And these songs are really kind of they're just like, it's such interesting production on it. It's really quite a delight to listen to. The lyrics are really interesting. Just the vibe is out of the world, you know? So, Francis Ray on Spotify.
DB and the Deadbeats.
One of my very personal favorite acts here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, would definitely be Jive Town, and specifically Jimmy Buckborough and Gary Gatch. Those guys are the real deal. Their harmonies, their guitar playing, they both drum. But my favorite part of them is the songwriting portion of what they do. They're genuine, great people, better musicians. They're slightly a bit of a degenerate, which I love even more about them. But I love their original Paint the Town Red. It is the bee's knees.
And I'm going to step out of what our genre comfort zone for sure. Great party rock band out of Winnipeg would be Attica Riots. You ever want to see a good show? You want to go? You want to dance? You want to have a good time? They do have a bunch of great originals. They also have an alter ego name called Cash Grab when they do their cover nights. And man, you're not going to have a bad night going to see those guys.
Satanic Rites.
Check out Hot Live Guys, External Culture for Internal Barbarians.
This is Carl of Satanic Rites. I don't know if an introduction is necessary. And the second full-length album by my favorite band, Big Trouble in Little China, I believe is called Sweet Delirium, and it's worth your time.
Everybody should probably check out the latest Cheap Heat album. I need to promote it for them because we gave them a lot of shit leading up to that release show. I mean, they're a wrestling fan. We're wrestling fans. We gave them hell. So, Cheap Heat, everybody should listen to it.
Can you just give me a minute? Is that possible?
Sure, go for it, yeah.
No, Tim. Or sorry, Ian. Total silence for Tim. Total silence.
I actually really like the Crime Cellar EP that came out. Nightlust, it was called.
Yeah, that was great.
Fox Lake.
So one of my favorite, it's kind of funny because the band's not really from Winnipeg, but a couple of the members now live in Winnipeg. They're blast. And the album I'm thinking of is called Salt. It's like one of my favorite albums ever. It's just like so good. I listen to it very, very frequently.
Is that yours, Neil?
No, it actually wasn't. But good shout out.
We're big blessed fans. Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Old Faithful that I sort of rediscovered. I went through the Electric Horse Staff discography. I think we mentioned them like a little while ago, but I just always, the first time I saw Electric Horse Staff, it just like, I was like, holy shit. Like, I didn't even know this was possible. And what I like the most about that band is like in a style like thrashy, like pretty metal, like the tropes are very serious and very solemn. And I find that Electric Horse Staff is like such a funny band. Like they sound funny. And that's very rare, especially in that style. Like, and if you see them, like
if you had the chance to see them live, they're all like having a great time and like not taking themselves too seriously. And I think that's something that like I really appreciate. And they all shred, which I always liked. So checking out EQ, and I think they have another album that's caught up in some label stuff, but they've got one on the back burner. So I hope that they hear this and just put it out or leak it. That would be great.
I'm gonna shout out Lviv. What's that record called? Transmission One. This was a project with, oh no, was it? No, it wasn't Transmission One. That's wrong. What's it called? I'm not going to find it here as I'm looking. Oh, Compare and Decide. That's what it is. If anyone's looking it up, it's on Bandcamp. Lviv, like the city. And this was a project with Alex from AM Overcast and Cam from Under Pressure and Neil Bazan and Craig Boychuk, and just wildly interesting instrumental music. It's something that I revisit probably once or twice a year, and it just like there's just always something new there. The songs are so rich. So
Patrick Michalishan.
My favorite Winnipeg band of all time is Duotang. Rod Slaughter, Sean Allum, sometimes Rusty on trumpet, Angus Kirkpatrick sometimes as well, but it's Sean and Rod. I first heard them when I was 13 years old, and I think I met them when I was 17, and I've been a huge fan since. So they have their original run of albums, Smash the Ships, Raise the Beams, Cons and the Pros, and The Bright Side. That all came out on Mint Records. Those are my... It's like how some people revere the original Star Wars trilogy. It starts off where they're a young band just starting out, lights in their eyes. Cons and the Pros is kind of the Empire Strikes Back. It's the darkest one. It's got my favorite Duotang song of all time on it. That's Don't Give Up, Just Back Up, Just Back Off a Little Bit. And then Return of the Jedi, the kind of resolution is The Bright Side. All fantastic albums. I love that there's no guitar. I love that it's just heavy melodic bass. Sean's killing it on the drums and his ba-ba-ba background singing. And then as a surprise encore, they came back, was it like 13 years later, with new direction. I got to play Sean in a commercial for the announcement of the album. We filmed it in the North End at some rundown hotel. And when I came out, some people who had asked me for money earlier and I didn't have any money on me, smashed my mirror off my car. But it didn't sour me. I love that album as well. Super, super strong. And those guys were really nice people and good friends. But Duotang, hands down, favorite Winnipeg band of all time.
Car 287.
If I was going to give a recommendation, the first thing I would say is, if you haven't been to the Times Change High and Lonesome Club, you got to go there, because we're talking the best local music you'll hear, and all venues or all different genres. My favorites are from there, JD Edwards, Red Moon Road. If you haven't seen them, they're quite incredible. And a lady you got to check out online, Begonia. She's phenomenal. I don't know if you guys have any others that you want to throw in.
Well, we were fortunate enough to play with Riel at one of our latest shows, and I'd never heard of Riel or seen him before, but he blew my mind. I thought he was absolutely fantastic. And I know he doesn't have a lot of stuff online, but if you ever hear a chance of or get a chance to see him live somewhere, he's phenomenal. Great voice, great musicianship, just great storyteller. Fantastic.
Yeah. Few that come off the top of my head. Definitely got to give a big shout out to my buddy Dan and all the boys from the Rippers. Unreal show, you know, the Park Theater is an amazing venue to catch them at. Fantastic group to play with. And I know like for like all of us here, like we've been fortunate enough and, you know, within our musical community here that we've met a few other local groups. So guys that play with like Patrick and Pass the Perimeter, here in the local outskirts, and then you know, as well, I also enjoy listening to Indian City. They've been you know, a fun group to listen to, and they're really coming up on more great music a lot. And I got actually some friends from high school that have been playing with them for a lot of time, and all the collaborations that they do with, you know, guys like William Prince and Don Amaro and stuff like that, it's always really enjoyable.
And one other band we definitely got to mention, we opened for them this summer, was the Perpetrators, classic band. You gotta check them out if you haven't seen them.
Shea Wolf.
So artists I would recommend out of Manitoba, and well, you know, I'm a Saskatchewan girl, born and raised. So when I think about, you know, where I grew up, there's two artists out of Regina that I think are incredible, and they've actually reached a huge level of success. First being Andy Schaaf. I think he is a phenomenal songwriter. His one song, Wendell Walker, this is from an old album, I had listened to over and over. It's like a 7-minute song with the most like heartbreaking story. So only listen to that if you're in for a good cry, but phenomenal storytelling. The Dead South are another Regina, I think, based kind of group. Wow, I'm really into the Saskatchewan, but they're kind of a boot stomping group. You can't go wrong. While we're on the Saskatchewan kick, Coulter Wall kind of has that backlaw country feel. Also from Saskatchewan, and into the Manitoba realm, specifically Winnipeg. You know, I mean, if you don't have to be a stranger to the music industry or to know that Begonia has been doing some amazing things. Her recent album is beautiful, and her voice is just silky smooth. Fontaine in the singer-songwriter realm is, you know, hitting a lot of high notes and really great for, you know, easy listening and really beautiful lyrics, as well as Field Guide. Like on Sunday mornings, Field Guide is just perfect. So those are my recommendations.
The Thrashers.
If I'm going to recommend something local to check out, this is very hard to check out. So I don't know how one would go about it. But if you can find anything featuring the Upsides, or they had a secondary project called Spilliards. It was mostly instrumental. It was a fantastic. I feel like they had like a 15 song CD they put out. I think it's still available online somewhere, but Spilliards, check it out. It was Tony and Art. It was Toby and Art. Sorry. And they just, it was one of my favorite things to listen to ever. If you can find Spilliards, listen to it. It's somewhere in my garage right now. I could not recommend that album enough.
And my Manitoba recommendation is another blast from the past. I'm going with the Blowholes. They're one of my all-time favorite Winnipeg groups. And their one album that they put out is just incredible. So check out the Blowholes and their album, and then listen to all the various other projects of all the members, because they've all been in 100 other bands. So Blowholes is an awesome starting point, and then go outward from there.
Cool. I recommend Lanikai. I think she was in another group as well around Winnipeg. And French Press, another great Winnipeg artist. Those are my recommendations.
Stiff Wiggle.
Some of the local groups that I love. Every Sunday, not every Sunday, almost every Sunday, the Funky Miracles are, you know, probably our best kept secret. They're just truly, truly, truly astonishingly good. There's a video on YouTube where they're performing a Diaphony song with her, and it sounds and looks like it's world class. It's truly, truly astonishing. Super Duty, Tough Work. They're as good as anything in the world. Sassy Mellows, they're a great local groovy group that I love to hang and jam with. They jam at me, and I soak it up. Gladly is a great, you know, 90s-esque sort of, you know, local indie pop. There's too many. There's too many. We're spoiled. We're spoiled rotten here. You know, that's a start.
Begonia.
So Super Duty Tough Work is
always a band that I will preach from the rooftops wherever I go as like a Winnipeg, a Canadian, a world band to watch, whatever they do. And I feel like they're cooking up some new stuff. I mean, favorites from Winnipeg. Andrina Turen put out her record today, and that's my sister. And I'm going to go to her show on the weekend. You definitely should check out Bold as Logs, Andrina Turen. We got Boy Golden, one of my favorite singers. So exciting. Jaywood. There's so many good people. And I feel like I'll leave this podcast and be like, oh, there's so many other people to look at. But like, those are the top that come to mind right now.
Ben Reimer.
All right. So if you're looking for like local bands, my top favorite, that every show totally just blows me away is Hopscotch Battle Scars. Such incredible energy, intricate. I find it interesting based on our discussion that we've had today for the podcast where we're talking about notated music. What's interesting, because I've worked with the drummer a little bit, they actually notate a lot of their parts before they learn them. So the guitar player will write out a drum kit part and give it to Wyatt, the drummer, and they will then learn it, which I find really fascinating. It's just like a next level of working with intricacies within metal and just extreme playing. Yeah, so that's my 100% favorite.
Campfire Sigh.
I would recommend the song American Gods by the Secret Society of Secret Geniuses Secret Society. It's a project by a guy whose moniker is Snarky Remarkable. So I've been listening to this song, I don't know, probably hundreds of times. I have it as my alarm in the morning. This is such a good song. And I've been bugging this guy for half a year for him to put out the rest of this album. But so far, he's still working on it. So listen to that song, and hopefully the rest of the project will come out, because it's a really great song. That's kind of my thoughts on it. I agree with that. And then I guess a song I've been listening to a lot would be by Witchy Woods, a song called You've Got Time. We're listening to that a lot. It's a really nice song, great melody. Just really well produced. I have that as my alarm actually as well. You've Got Time by Witchy Woods.
Adele M. Wilding.
So I would like to recommend the executive director of the Manitoba Conservatory of Music and Arts as a go-to artist to listen to right now. Her name is Hay the Foresight, and she and I have had similar paths in our careers. Both have gone through jazz programs and were performing extensively. I'm not sure about recordings, but you can actually find out more about her on the website as well too. So if you go to www.mcma.ca and you go to the menu and hit faculty, you'll see her on there. So she's our executive director, and she's a singer, songwriter, and a musician as well too. So check her out.
JP Ho.
The album in Manitoba that I would recommend that means more to me than like anybody will know is this album called Please Baby Please. I'm probably screwing up the title, but it's by Quincy, and it's important to me because Sandy, David, and Brian, the original members of Quincy, they were one of the first bands that I hired to start making my shows be a little bit better, and they taught me a ton about music. And watching them, I learned how to write better songs. And every song on that record is gold.